Yo no hablo español, pero entiendo. Si quieres hablar en español y yo respondo en inglés, vemos. ¿O todos hablan inglés? No. Ah, like it's in the English. Okay, good. So let's speak English. Let's say what's going
on. Okay. Bueno, qué bueno que están aquí. And before starting, I have to ask them something. ¿Conocen otras películas de Pavel? A ver, levanten la mano quien conoce otra película de Pavel. Okay. Pues me parecen muchos, ¿eh? No, la verdad. ¿Y la otra película y qué otras películas conocen de Pavel?
Last Resort.
Okay. Ajá. Sí, bueno, Daniela, estás haciendo trampa. O sea, tú has visto todas las de Pavel y las de todos los Paveles de todo Polonia. Okay. No. Okay, so
that's how it should have stayed, you know, that nobody watches my films. Ida was an accident at work, you know.
No, but a very fortunate accident, because I actually wanted to ask my fellow Mexicans if they knew more of your films, because I actually came to you because of my brother, you know. It was very easy. One day we were talking about I don't know what, and he said, well, you have to see My Summer of Love. That was the beginning. But then I'm a filmmaker. What about the rest of the world, you know?
Yes, but I tend to make small budget films without stars. Plus, I'm not sure they were any good, but you know, they had limited distribution. My Summer of Love had a bigger distribution. Last Resort, I think it had American distribution. But they weren't like, you know, major hits. They were usually small chamber pieces with two or three people, unknown actors in some landscape, and I was very happy operating on the margins for a long time. And even Ida was supposed to be a marginal film, you know, like. So I kind of, you know, operated on the margins culturally, because I'm Polish, but I made films in England for a long time. But also in this kind of area, it's not exactly between documentary and fiction, it's more kind of handmade small films with a few characters, not much literature, so not much script-wise. You know, I usually start from like 20, 30, lately 60 pages, but for me, script is just one element, you know, it's just something I use to get the process started and then shape and reshape. Basically, they weren't kind of films designed for a big audience, you know, they were quite small and quite cheap to make, so I could just keep going. They paid for themselves, so they didn't break any film studios, and that's, you know, I made a method of that, just as when I was making documentaries, you know, the kind of small budget documentaries about stuff that interested me at any given time. I could fool around a bit with form, I could make mistakes, you know, and nobody blamed me, nobody lost any money. So I kind of, you know, I hope to, I'm exaggerating with my modesty, but I did enjoy not being noticed too much, you know, just like doing small things in my own time, in my own way, with the actors I want, with the approach to filmmaking, you know, not too industrial, so I could take my time rather than involve a lot of gadgetry. So as a result, you know, some of these films have resonance, but not very far afield. And something weird happened with Ida, and I'm still trying to understand what.